not a whole lot of other justiciable land changes. So any questions you guys have about those options? I know I kind of went them fast on the property.
I don't really have any questions as much as I'd like to get Dawn's input, and I know she's not here right now. So.
Yeah.
I'd throw out that I was quite surprised when Jeff shared with me that you guys still had a $5,000 deductible on Windhail. Usually for most businesses, or in particular anything as large as Taney County, most of those have gone. I present to a school district later on today. Theirs is $250,000, is their aggregate limit. So it's unusual to have had that $5,000 to this long. So I would recommend that you consider at least taking some risk there. Most places have already done that. But now what level that risk is, I think that's up to you guys, whether you're comfortable with if there was a loss that the county would have $250,000 exposure, or if you wanted to buy it down a little bit. But I would just tell you, in the marketplace today, it'd be very unusual to have an account this size that didn't have $100,000-plus Windhail deductible.
And are those numbers in here as far as what the savings are with that type of deductible?
The middle column there is the one with the buy-down. And then the column on the far left is taking the full $250,000. I don't have that.
Is it on the page you handed?
That option three.
Is that on the page you handed us?
Yeah, right there. Yeah. The option three would be to take the traveler's buy down to $150,000, but then not buy the additional down to $50,000, and that premium would be $504,691. If I were making a recommendation and the county was comfortable with that $150,000, that would probably be the best kind of middle of the road. Take some more risk, but take advantage of the discounts that you can get by taking it without buying that Windhail. Because in my opinion, $35,000 to buy it down from $150,000 to $50,000 is not very good.
Unless you have a hailstorm.
And
then it was brilliant.
Yes. Good point. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to take the risk. I want the insurance company to take the risk. Mm-hmm. Because they're in the business of
exactly. Yes. So $35,000 may be a good purchase then.
No, you're missing what I'm saying.
He doesn't want to pay for it.
Because whenever it does happen and we paid for it, it's still going to go up. Mm-hmm. They're still going to raise the prices.
Yeah. Well, you're getting the benefit of that now from everybody else that's having claims all over the country. Mostly in this part of the world, though. Tornadoes are and hail.
Had a lot of tornadoes and hail right here in Taney County.
We've got plenty of time from our standpoint. If you want to counsel Dawn and see what her thoughts are, or if you want to mull it over, we're still a ways out.
Actually, the county takes a risk either way. You're gambling on whether or not you're going to have a tornado, hail, or damage. And if you don't have, then you think, well, I have bought it up, you think I've wasted the money. We didn't do a good gamble. But if you do have, and you, so it's just nobody knows.
Mm-hmm. And this is, I'll point out, this is a per occurrence deductible. So a storm comes through downtown here in this building, jail, planning zone, or just it's one deductible. It's not per building.
Currently we're at $5,000.
Currently we're at $5,000.
And if we do the $150,000, it brings it to the.
It brings that bottom line premium before the adjustments on the auto. It brings that bottom line premium down to $504,691.
But I would recommend you look at those auto schedules, because if you've got a lot older vehicles like that, it's...
We do need to look at them, I think.
There's no sense to pay us to cover those if their value's not really much anyway.
And some of those are trailers, flatbed trailers, utility trailers, and things. It doesn't make a lot of sense to insure those for physical damage anyway.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to talk with Don. I'd like Don to be a present whenever we could ask a few questions. But if they're ready to do something, I'm fine too.
Okay. Like I said, we got plenty of time, so just whatever we need to do. Get back here or visit with Don again. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Court orders.
Good morning, Commission. We have four personal property abatements, all refund requests. The first two had an incorrect tax code, and then for the 2021 and the 2020 needed to be corrected also.
But the way the abatement is written that we've got, it doesn't make a correction. The way I see it, it's written on the wrong account. Should have been written on the original account where it was the wrong tax code, and your add-on account should have been left alone so that you would know the correct amount. So I believe those two need to be denied. And the correct account abated. The 900 is your add-on. Down the list was been abated. Discussion or
say again what you're.
If you look at those two top ones, which got 77764-900,
right.
It should be abated the 77764, which is if it was a wrong tax code. So you need to abate that bill off, and then they've added on where it's got 900 on it, and in our packet, that's the new bill. They're saying that should be the correct amount. So then they would have to be refunded the difference. You're not changing the assessed value, you're just changing the tax code.
Okay.
So it's going from the 2970 down to the 400?
That I do not know, I'm sorry.
Well, but the vehicles are different too on here, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Are we looking at?
Should be abatement 300366 and 300367.
Yeah, it's the same personal property number. It says it was a tax code, but yet one's an 09, one's an 02, and one's a 17. On one of them, one's an 02, an 04, and an 09. I'm just trying to figure out what that is. But it says no value change in assessment, only taxes.
And that's what a tax code change would be, no change in the assessed value. But if they use a different levy, a different tax code, then it's going to change the tax amount they pay.
Understood.
Well, these are two different years, that's why. Never mind.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Well, 2020 and 2021.
Yeah.
2020, 400 assessed value. And they have written an abatement on the account number ending in 900.
They all end in 900?
Pardon?
They all end in 900.
The original account number is 77764. That's your original account number. If I go in to correct it, then your add-on is going to be 77764-900.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to make the tax amount on that 2020 bill $21.09. It's showing no adjustment, nothing abated off. But the original tax bill that they paid for 2020
is there not typically a, and I'm sorry, I should know this, and I don't. Is there not, should there not be a refund, like the original value and abated down to the, I think it's being presented to us differently than how it's normally presented. Is that the best way to say it?
It's because it's a tax code change, not an assessed value change.
Right.
So the only way to correct, if it's assessed value, yeah, we would see, you know, the refund on one sheet.
Okay. The tax code change.
The tax code, you have to bait off that original bill that has the wrong tax code and then add it on with the correct
tax
code.
And then do a new, so it'd still be an abatement and then a new tax code.
Yeah, it'd be abating, but we don't have the abatement on that original.
That's what I'm asking. It's not presented to us.
This is what we received.
Mm-hmm. So we need to deny abatement number ending 300, 366, and 367 for 2000 and 2001. That's the new one they've got on there.
That way they can go ahead and give us the old one and then have us move it at the same time.
Yeah, leave this one in. It'd be the yes. one they'll be charged with. When they abate the original one to the, and it comes to the collector, then they'll refund the difference. Is that agreed?
The next two look fine, though.
Yes, abatement 300368. The scooter was assessed in the incorrect value. The value should have been 300, not 11320. So it needs a refund for the assessed value.
I think they're just saying they reported the wrong vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would be good.
Yeah, and the same thing on the, that was didn't own. So the last two are fine.
Yes.
Yes.
Move to deny abatement number 30366 and 300367.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve abatement numbers 300368 and 300369.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.